Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, June 28th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 28 cents at 547 and a quarter, September wheat up 10 and 3/4 cents at 651 and a half, and November beans up 42 and 3/4 cents at 1312 and 3/4. Strong day. I don't quite get it. The beans were supported by the oil once again. It was up 260, so that was 26 cents of the gain. But I really don't see anything all that friendly out here. I thought the rains were pretty good around the country. We're going to get more rain tomorrow in Chicago, around Illinois. More rain Tuesday and Wednesday in Iowa, it looks like. Yeah, it's dry in northwest Iowa. It's dry in the Dakotas. It's dry in southern Minnesota, and that's going to make a difference. But I think the rest of the country is in pretty darn good shape out here. I don't know if people are getting ready for the report. You know, one thing we haven't heard a lot about in the last month is everything has been about what this acreage number is going to be. And the general consensus is 2.5 million more acres on corn, a million and a half more acres on beans. But nobody's talking about the stocks numbers. And maybe that's what got into the market here today. Somebody thinks the stocks are going to be friendly or that we've broken enough and it's worth a chance down here. I really don't know. But we were certainly strong here today. You know, I've always thought rain makes grain, but I guess we didn't make enough rain in the places we needed it the most, which is North Dakota, South Dakota, southern Minnesota, to really get the market bearish. We opened the corn a penny higher and rallied at 28 cents off the lows, closed right near the highs. The beans, November beans rallied 38 cents off of their lows roughly. So it's a pretty impressive day here. The export inspections were lousy. That was another thing going against the market, that the market shrugged off. 1.01 on the corn, 104, that's 1.01 million metric tons on the corn, 104,000 metric tons on the beans, wheat 286,000 metric tons, corn light, beans terrible, the wheat pretty light as well. Obviously, the crop progress tonight is going to play an important part on what happens overnight. You know, are the rains enough everywhere to offset what's happening in the Dakotas and Minnesota? We'll have to see what the report says. I would expect further reductions in the Dakotas. The spring wheat's going to look terrible. I don't know how you're going to get around it. You know, in Portland's 110 to 112 degrees. I mean, it's unprecedented out here. So, you know, there is heat around. It looks like it's staying in the extreme northwestern part of the country, but Arizona, Nevada, California, all very dry too. So we'll see what the crop progress reports say tonight, and we'll see what happens tonight. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.